Freya. For crime will reward me richly if I deliver those two Earth children.
What?
Ha! Get you at last, you troublesome tot!
What the f*** is going on down there?
Welcome to WTF at TFW, where our podcast eBays are foeing bums at our Amy's. My name is Vangelis. Welcome to the show. I'm joined by a triplicate male cohort of Aaron.
Howdy.
And Lupus.
Konnichiwa.
And Omegas.
Omegas?
Omegas. That's how we pronounce it in Canada.
You're mistranslating me again.
Sorry, man.
Omega.
No, it's how the katakana is written, okay? I'm sorry.
Just really picky, I'm sorry.
Stop importing yourself. Mother of pearl. And we'd just like to make a brief public service announcement that, as a reminder, it does indeed cost money to ship toys.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Especially over borders.
We want to put that one here at the front this time, because the last time we did this, I think it was near the back. So we're going to mention it right now that even inside America, I'm pretty sure it costs at least a dollar to send something.
Yes.
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 Unless you've got a very good arm.
If you're running a sales thread like, say, I am, and you have an item that's about $7 that you want to sell it for, that's even under the going price, and somebody says, hey, how about... seven ships to Canada, it doesn't work. Ever.
And likewise, I can't send mini-cons, even if I wrap them in tissue paper and string, it's going to cost me more than $3 to send them, and that's if I give them to you for free. It costs money to send toys. I'm sorry, guys.
And I don't know about you, but generally when I try to sell something, I try to make money.
Well, that makes you a dirty scalper, Aaron Smith.
Yeah, I know. I'm used to that.
That's crazy
to be ashamed.
Bet you are used to that. We are here to talk to you about Transformers, though, and we should begin doing so by mentioning that we now have a picture of the actual toy of, or at least a mock-up of the actual toy of the Transformers Collectors Club exclusive Die On. And since this broke last week, I thought I'd bring this one up to get your guys' thoughts on it as a whole. I'll just drop my thoughts since I only really have anything to say about the toy itself. The Autobot symbol logo deco design thing on the side of that car is wicked cool. That's really neat. I'm really happy for everyone else though that's very excited about this. And it's definitely cool to get a free toy with a neat deco design thing on the side. Hey Aaron, what do you think about this freebie?
My couple things. I do like that deco on the side, except for the way that they're showing it. The deco does not extend across that hinge.
So oh,
you
yeah.
end up with this orange square in the middle of a bunch of blue. I can understand that quite often pieces are painted individually, so it would be very difficult to get that to actually match and line up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I want to know or would like to know is if this really is the blastery version or not.
Well,
it looks like over his head that is filled in. However, I've seen things mentioning that this is likely either a painted mock-up or possibly the conspiracy theory of this is just a Photoshop whipped around thing. And
I'm really
not
sure
quite
that
final.
I'm really sure whatever we're looking at is at best a hand-painted mock-up, since it's not coming out till the spring. So I'm pretty sure that it's hard to make a judgment call on whether or not the filled-in stuff means no blasters. It's not to say that I mean, like, and thus he will have blasters. But
right.
I think we still lack enough empirical evidence to make such a judgment call about the Transformers Collectors Club free exclusive membership figure.
Yeah.
It's way too serious. But, yeah, I agree with you that it's not something you can really say definite until... Unless, like, Pete Sinclair right. comes on and goes, like, no blasters, and then, like,
He had said in the 2005 thread, as I'm really trying to talk and drag this out, there was hints that there's something else.
Oh, well, there was never, there's never assume anything. More announcements regarding Dion will be coming over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. There you go. Apparently you have it right there in front of you.
He's going to come in a box.
Yeah. Instead of the poly bag we normally get.
Yeah, unmarked white box, but it's a box. There will be bubble wraps. You can play with that, too.
I would, but the bubble wrap scares the dogs.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Lupus, what do you think about Dion, and will it entice you to join? Like, would you join the club for Dion out of your Dion fanhood?
No, and you know why? Because this isn't Dion. It's G2 Windbreaker.
You are so right, and I love that someone posted a picture of
that. Same figure. Same colors, same look, same derpy face. I love it. I want it. I need it.
That's what's so weird, because it's like they're so going like, no, it's Dion. And it's like, not only is there a more appropriate guy to tie this to, but like Dion was a really, really umphy little stump truck. And like, that, not what Hotshot looks like at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, maybe reimagining the character, I don't, but, yeah, I really do agree with the people who are bringing up, a toy I actually bought in Germany. I still love that toy.
I've had three of them. He's my favorite little G2 garish paint job little guy.
Hell yeah.
The only thing that I would change about it is to get rid of that, elite guard symbol. I'm not feeling the elite guard thing from last year. Not even Flack, but, you know, get rid of that, paint over it, and he's going to be my little classics Windbreaker. I mean, how can you not enjoy that name? I mean, Windbreaker.
No, Windbreaker's gorgeous.
I know.
He chills out in the back and makes people stay in the front.
Exactly.
Omegas, what do you think about the Transformers Collectors Club exclusive Dion Club membership figure freebie?
Can't we just let Hotshot die? Please? Any incarnation, any version, anything. I don't want it anymore. I'm actually not too upset over this thing. I agree. It's Windbreaker. It's not Dion. But other than that, you know, it's not a bad figure. I kind of like the deco and vehicle mode. I'm kind of curious as to why, or at least to which way we're going to get this figure, because, I'm looking between vehicle and robot modes here, and the hood in robot mode has no paint. The one in vehicle mode does. So I'm looking at two completely different decos here.
Yeah, that's just, I think, more evidence that we're looking at very much mock-ups that are very much not indicative of what to expect.
Yeah, there's no Jolt either.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that's one of those things that will be revealed about Dion by Pete Sinclair in the coming 2 weeks.
Is that something we might have to deal with for a sacrifice? No Minicon and no Blasters?
No.
That would be weird.
No, it's two free figures for this year.
Right.
Clever.
Yeah. Kidding, Pete. Oh, I love you. In that way.
Yeah, my other thing about this guy is, the one very positive thing is that this means that, Universe Classics is now open, for exclusives, as far as I could tell.
Yay!
That said, there were a lot of cooler dudes, I think, that could have been put out, but, you know, or selected for repainting, yes. But, we'll leave that alone.
I still want to know where animated is.
Yeah.
Jeez, I so want a Rapido now.
I want a lot of different things right now. But the weird thing about this to me is not only saying let's do Dion as a sports car, but this is like, of all the Universe Deluxes, this is one of those dudes, along with Cheetor, who are very hard to repaint outside of a limited number of options, mostly due to the head sculpt. Because Armada Hotshot's head is a very, very unique head because he's wearing a racing helmet. And there aren't that many other Transformers who wear racing helmets with fold-down visors and things. And this is kind of like that thing we were talking about with Animated, which, granted, White Mocha has blown out of the water. He, by the way, did some more really cool BotCon 2010 Photoshops. But this is a super iconic head that's very hard to recolor and pretend is someone else. So that's another reason why I find this kind of odd. I mean, maybe they'll do a different head for him. I don't know. But as it is now, it's kind of like he looks a lot like Hotshot. No matter who you
is. You're just going from yellow to orange, so you're not hiding much.
Yeah, and there's some, I don't know. He still looks like Hotshot to me. But I guess we'll see more as time goes on. I guess that'll be some of the recurring headlines on the podcast for the coming weeks. Aside from that, new pick picks. Omegas, you are up to bat first.
Oh, me first.
Yeah. You ready for this?
I think so.
Oh, let's do it together.
You keep away from me. I could so break Lupus's heart right now, but I'm not.
Good man.
No, go for it.
Nah.
No. I insist. I'm going for something that is abnormal for me. So
abnormal for you?
Yes.
I have two guesses, but I'm going to leave it at that.
I want to leave it up in the air. The new Human Alliance images.
Goody, goody, goody.
Screw you.
I like it.
I wasn't even trying, man. That's great.
Trying to watch out for Lupus here. Not my fault you got in the way.
I see how it is.
And I will put off Barricade for a little bit because that seems to be the controversial one. Mudflap's looking decent besides the scrawny skeleton arms. And
those are basically Skid's arms as far as I can tell.
And the fact he comes with a blue RC to complement the pink chromia we got with Skid's.
Yeah, I want to know the story behind. That's going to be my question next BotCon. What happened with the multicolor swapping on these female bike robots? I mean, like, this, it's funny. I think it's amusing, but it's very strange.
I'm kind of wondering
if they're trying to do a front. Rumble is red, Frenzy's blue.
RC is blue. Oh, no. Bobby is pink.
They're like, we've had enough with the cassettes. Let's go to the bikes.
RC's pink, Chromia's blue.
Wouldn't Chromia be silver?
What's great is there's three of them, and the third one is just chilling out with no toy out, going like, whatever, I'm purple.
Yeah.
Watch her come out as yellow.
Yeah.
We'll say, am I the only one that's upset that the Simmons figure did not come in the Sector 7 Speedo?
No. I do not want that at all. Gah!
It's ideas for the repaint.
No. Ah, don't give them ideas.
I have to. If they do it, then we know they're listening.
I was kind of sad that
afraid
he...
of what
that's
come up
that's
with.
The listening repaint idea that we don't need.
You can always use more.
There'll be a kit bash, you know there is.
I was kind of sad that he wasn't in the suit and tie, because I like him in the suit and tie, but you know, the neckerchief is funny. I like the expression on the little Human Alliance Simmons' face, especially on the box art when he's sitting bow-legged across Mudflap's arm, because he just looks so confused and like, I'm better than this. I'm John Turturro. What's going on? In the meantime, his actual picture on the front of the box is him going like, I'm John Turturro. I got me an action figure. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm torn on the Barricade.
Yeah. Okay. This even hit Twitter because Gog was like, I can't believe some people like it. And the thing is, for me, I'm actually happy with those pictures because now I know that he has arms, and that's a big plus, because I wasn't even sure how his arms worked, and now that I'm seeing him and unphotoshopped, he's like, I think he looks more impressive than Sideswipe. He's still not looking as cool as Bumblebee or the Twins to me, but he's still looking better than Sideswipe, because it looks like he's basically the deluxe Barricade with a little bit of extra gribbliness added in.
Extra what?
Gribbliness. Little tiny moving parts all over the place. And better legs.
Someone copyright that.
A gribbliness. Actually, I stole that from...
It makes me think of giblets.
I stole that from Warhammer fans. They always refer to techie bits as gribbly bits.
Mm.
But no, I mean, like, I think he looks fine. I can see all kinds of problems with him, like that his chest is literally just the front of the car, and that his legs,
it's no mean car look.
And his legs don't have really any curl to them; they just look like a pair of legs. But on the bright side, at least they are still better looking legs than the old deluxe one, and the arms look interesting. Right. So it's like, you know, Sideswipe I do want, but I don't really want for normal amounts of money. Barricade, I think I would kind of grudgingly be cool with buying him for $30. If not also because that Frenzy looks totally wacky, and I think that's neat.
Yeah. The one thing I wish was going on was that Frenzy could do more than the same, you know, shoulder, elbow, knee, hip movement. Since he is a little transformer dude, it'd be nice if he did a little transforming.
Well, he's got...
Does he have an extra joint in those forearms?
Yeah, it looks like he has, like, fists, too.
Yeah. I just, with a couple of photos here, it looks like he may have a little bit extra in the arm, and it has a couple of kind of weird cuts on it. But with the chest, and let me open up the other photo here, and the legs look like they're more like chicken legs, but still, it's... Mm-hmm. I don't quite see enough. Maybe he folds in half, but not to anything alt modey, unless he's got a whole lot of hidden stuff. In which case, go Hasbro.
Give it up. He's an action master.
Yeah.
Action master with Barricade accessory.
Yeah. That. Okay. That's good.
I do like the paint apps on Barricade's face. They're neat.
Definitely.
But I do got to agree with Gog Dog's assessment way back. It seems to be holding up that Human Alliance really does go back and forth, almost on an alternating level. Although, I am going to say that I still think, like I said, Barricade definitely looks cooler than Sideswipe to me. He looks kind of like underwhelming, but not like something that you could go like, I don't like that, and I don't like that, and I don't like that. Whereas Sideswipe was kind of like... You know, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like the car on his back. I don't like the beefiness, et cetera, et cetera. Barricade is more just kind of like, wow, I wish he did more, but I can live with it. Until, of course, someone gets one, then it's going to be all like, hey, guess what? He has like 50 extra joints he didn't know about. There's actually like hidden seams on the car hood. Check it out.
I can actually see where they might be able to at least give them some kind of angle to those, but I know I'm chalking a lot of this up to idiot intern transforming.
There always is that option.
There's actually 500 joints in there that we don't know about. okay. Aaron, what's your new pick?
Well, since my first one got stolen.
Hey-o.
Have we talked before about the all-green mini Devastator, the Easy Collection?
We have not! Will you be the one to debut that topic to WTF at TFW?
Sure.
Awesome.
Looks good, except for... It looks very G1-y, except for the, you know, Devastator face and all. But the colors in that scheme work very well.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for some version of this to hit the U.S. North America shores, so there's not the $80 or whatever the initial easy collection was worth. I was going for the word initial and it was completely escaping me. but I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks neat. I'm probably not going to buy it because I saw enough pictures of this little Devastator to kind of like lessen my unbelievable frothing at the mouth enthusiasm for it. But I do think it's a neat deco idea, and especially since you know they tend to release these things as these easy collection deals. It's I think that easy collections are kind of like not desktop sales, but like at the cashier kind of things,
right?
In a lot of
the
places,
impulse buy.
Yeah, so like re-releasing them in a neat color scheme, it works over there. I think a lot more than it works over here.
See, I think part of my problem is looking at these guys. I want a Devastator.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to pay $100 for the giant monstrosity.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I keep seeing the various sales, you know, Black Friday. There were a couple of them that were getting close on price, but for the ginormal Devastator, it's either going to have to be $50, $60, or Aaron hasn't been able to find anything for a month before I drop that.
Well, that Devastator, I will say, like, if I ever see it for, like, 30 or 40, I'd do it. Because, yeah, know, for 30 or 40 bucks, regardless, that's a big lump of plastic for that much money. And
right.
And I have fun with combining anything, so hooray for that.
Right, but that's why the Power Ranger Sentai toys get me. It's, you put bots together and you make bigger things. It just, I don't know why, but I can't help myself.
God, I almost went for those.
Which ones?
The RPM. Somehow I came across, on the same day, I found the first two and then the Paleo Max. And I can't, if I could find that.
Should have picked them up.
If I could find
that. Where was it? Was it Target?
Uh-huh.
Target, 20 bucks, save 5 bucks off any other place. Should have picked them up. Even if you get the Sky Max for 25 or so, or 40 after shipping and everything, it's worth it to have this ginormo plastic thing.
See, I don't get that, because
go on your stuff.
Because I got the candy one, and like, I dig the attraction sort of, but I don't feel attracted to them now that I have like a superposable transforming Paleo Max.
It's farging huge. That's the thing.
Farging huge.
Farging. I'm trying to keep the non-explicit, trying to keep Vanish's work down, so he doesn't have to drop in that weird Ido 11 sound.
That weird Ido 11 sound.
Oh yeah, you went away from the old one.
Well, yeah, but that's because, you know, the
complaining on the podcast about the podcast.
No one understood the old one, apparently. So now we have this spanking new one that GOG put together for me some months ago. Sounds like this! Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, see, now you got to edit that in there and make just a headache for everybody. No, it's the thing about it is just it's huge. And huge.
And this green Devastator is not huge.
No, no. This green Devastator would be little.
He'd be a little Devastator.
To come back to our topic, since only have a whole four topics in the topic list.
Yeah, a little green Devastator. I mean, like, yeah, this little Devastator, since I kind of doubt we're going to get this in North America, this is one where I'd probably pay maybe 50 for it if I was a BotCon. But,
right.
This, I don't know.
This could definitely be a BotCon buy for me.
Yeah.
But not not a plus $20 shipping or whatever it ends up being from.
He's way more impulsive. Yeah. Like, this is a thing where you're like, man, I got 50 bucks in my wallet. I can't find that G1 toy I was already find. Ooh, green Devastator! You buy it, and then you go up to your room, and you're like, why did I buy this? And you open it up, and someone else in your room makes it awesome.
And then you tell them, only $60, just for you.
Lupus, what is your long-awaited new pick?
God, well, I had a few options, and then, thanks to the wonders of chat, I have learned the errors of my ways, and have to go back to my true calling, and that is Gente.
Yeah, that was one of my choices there.
Clear Starscream, who is filled with just clear, sugary crack goodness, and I cannot wait to get my grubby little mitts on them, thanks to our good friend Sydney, who seems to hook me up with every clear transformer I need. So, I can't wait to get my fingers on him and do all these wonderful backlit pictures, but he will be mine.
I forgot that he hadn't come out until just now, because we saw so many pictures of him before. I was like, man, he must be out already.
I'm really surprised, too, but I just can't wait to get my hands on him, and now, if only I can get my hands on Wild Rider. But yeah, that's my pick.
Nice. Yeah, it's outside of my realm right now, but I am looking forward to hearing reports of people getting them. I hope that it ends up a solid toy. Like, I hope it ends up like the better iterations of that mold use than the.
Yeah, I'm hoping they tweak the mold a little bit to fix those launchers and make things a little bit tighter instead of just flop-tastic.
Yeah. It's weird. I can't believe that mold is like almost 4 years old now.
Right. I was just sitting there trying to.
How many iterations has it been used?
Yeah, I was just trying to sit there and count in my head how many versions it's gone through.
I really hope that the mold's made out of titanium or something, so it can at least hold up for a few more repaints.
Well, the other question is always the if they're keeping good on the master mold and not just the production molds.
Yeah.
Right.
I think this one they'd be willing to recast as many times as they could, though.
I mean, like, yeah. Imagine, like, I'm doing it again, but imagine if you could go back to, like, 2002, you know, people are buying Toy Fair magazine to see the first look at Armada, and you pulled someone aside and went like, hey, did you know they're going to make a modern-engineered, posable G1 Seeker mold, and it's going to get released in, like, 50 different colors over the 4 years after its first release? Like, what if someone did that, like, went back in time and told you that? Like, would you believe them?
My head would explode.
Would you be like, yeah, but look at this Starscream right here, pointed our modest Starscream. Like, see that? His wing turns into a sword. He's never done that before.
Honestly, I was more in rapture with Perceptor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Back
when I saw those images, I'm like, bicycle! A bicycle transformer!
And
holy
it combines
crap!
With a skateboard!
With rockets!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I remember, like back when the way to get pre-released Transformers was either through Spooky or through a charity auction at BotCon, and I was all like, I would be so ready to be the first person to get Perceptor for, like, $75. You know, charity auction, I would do that. And then I found him in Toronto for retail, and that plan was nixed. Well, my own new picture pick is the first ever British Transformer, apparently. Bendy Bus Prime. He is a 13-foot-tall transformer made from over 100 original bus parts by the model-making company Prop Shop, and I guess Paramount. You can actually win this if you enter a contest held by the UK newspaper The Sun. This thing took about 650 man-hours to create. Main reason I want to bring this up is, aside from his doofy name, I want to know, is he really the first ever British Transformer? Or are they forgetting about the Man of Iron? Oh yeah, that's right. No one knows what I'm talking about.
No.
Okay, hang on a second. Anyway, what do you guys think about Bendy Bus Prime?
Obviously there's some mass shifting going on if he goes from being a bending commuter bus to only 13 foot tall. I'm just saying. Michael Bay said there wasn't going to be any. I know, but still. You got a big diesel engine. You got all the undercarriage. They said there was going to be a mass shifting. It's not a movie. Not a movie choice.
Maybe it all turns into a melee weapon that he doesn't have yet.
I'd have to see it before I'll buy it.
I agree with that. Lupus and Megas, what do you think about Bendy Bus Prime?
Okay, I'm going to dispute this just a little bit and call last time we had Afterburn, mm-hmm. who was the UK exclusive animated character.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, so it is not the only one, but then again, if you Google this thing real quick, you can actually see the production process that went into building everything, all the way from CAD to final model.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually quite cool, and they qualify in the video as a British-inspired Transformer.
Ooh.
And for that, I'll give them credit, okay, because I've never seen, like, the Austin Powers car transforming or anything like that.
All I'm going to say is I just sent you guys a link. See what I'm talking about now? The Man of Iron.
Didn't we have some...
Yes, I knew what you were talking about. Yeah, why?
Because he's the first ever UK Transformer.
No, he was found in the UK. He wasn't from the UK.
This is semantics.
Why does he look like Megatron with a Pretender helmet on?
Because he's the Man of Iron!
This Pretender Megatron?
While roaming around, the Man of Iron showed little interest in communicating with the men there and would not hesitate to open fire on them if he thought they were threatening. The Man of Iron. That was my first ever Transformer comic book, by the way. But I felt I had to point that out. When I saw first ever British Transformer, I was like, nuh-uh! Man of Iron! Someone can probably show me something that came up before him, but shut up. Because Man of Iron.
You have to get obscure, don't you?
It's from my childhood. That's not obscure. You know? My childhood was Man of Iron, Wreck-Gar, and Leader One. First things I remember. And Menasor. And I guess one of those Sparkabots. Anyway, those are our new picks. Our next topic is about Alternity!
Ugh.
So, Two alternatives are out, Bumble and Cliff. I was not interested in them, saw pictures of them, thought, haha, they do have guts. And then PR posted some pictures of them taken from the side, and I was like, stop doing that, Ben. Seriously. I don't want to buy them. But now
it's
actually
amazing what that one sideways picture can do.
Yeah, damn it. So I am actually kind of interested in them now because it looks like they're pretty fun, and they have wings, and they have like little pistols in their shins and stuff. But yeah, we got some storyline on them thanks to Drillbit. He did some translating. The storylines, kind of rough translations. Seems like there's a whole thing of these two and Alita 7 being the protectors who support the alternatives. So they go to different worlds and stuff. Cliff spotted Hytherion. He's the size of the quarter of the entire galaxy, which is okay. And he used his two-pointer gun to shoot at the beast, but didn't do any damage at all. But they showed the alternatives where to shoot him. So
okay. Even alternative Cliff Jumper has some serious balls to shoot at something that's the quarter the size of existence.
Yeah, and he shot at it so the other alternatives could shoot their beams together into a giant sword and kill it. And then Cliff went back to Protector Central to report his mission with joy.
Well, okay. Although if he's the quarter of a size of an entire galaxy, is that really like a whole lot of aiming going on in the first place?
One spot on a giant creature.
I've heard of the phrase, you can't hit a barn door from inside, but damn.
Yep. Also, thanks to Bumblebee's thing, we learned that they use quote-unquote pictures as a medium to enter Earth in Binaltech World. So apparently Bumblebee and Alita 7 popped up through photographs and met three pretenders who turned out to be Reflector.
Wait, Reflector actually got attention?
Yeah, Reflector is actually from a two-dimensional world.
Wow, okay, Alternity can make anything happen.
That's right, he's out to capture all those other flat-worlders. Anyway, those are the boring parts. The parts we really wanted to go to, and I haven't read these yet, so I'm going to read them for you, are the equipment. Alright, so, A03, Trickster, known as Bumble, addressed as Auto Avatar Radius 903, a messenger and sometimes spy for the Alternity, equipped with a sensor that can see through multidimensional worlds, but I guess not single-dimensional worlds, evolved into part of the Alternity from the Binaltech world after 900,000 years of tough life, easily adapts with low-dimension worlders due to his warm personality. So we are in a low dimension, apparently. And apparently this is actually Binaltech Bumblebee, who evolved to the Alternity. So his equipment, the pan-dimensional sensory system, located between his horns. It can locate a super-dimensional receiver and analyze dimensional worlds in detail. His Alternium Hyperframe is that link between the Alternity and the Auto Avatar. So basically, he has the same thing of being a god that puts himself into bodies, I think. He has a Chrono Venom Stinger Gun that shoots out special particles that freeze a section of time, or even stop an object's motion. I like how stop an object's motion is made out to be even more powerful than freezing an entire section of time.
Freezing time.
Yeah, freezing time is not all that important, but he can make objects stop, too. He has a time paradox decryptor, able to fix or analyze non-severe time paradoxes. So, as long as it's not an important time paradox, he can fix it himself.
But Back to the Future would mess him up.
That's right. He stays away from that stuff. He also has a reverse entropic damage control, which cancels out damage to civilians and objects that are affected by dimension interference. So that's why they can do whatever they want, because he has a reverse entropic damage control. So they can do stuff and no one's affected.
Okay, so he has a dividing driver.
Basically, built into his very body. And of course, a Timeous power track generator, so he can jump onto the Timeous drive and drive around time in vehicle mode. Okay, then we have the High Protector, Cliff, who also is from the Binaltech world 900,000 years from now, where all the first generation alternatives are born. So I guess they're now canonizing that Alternity is in fact canonically from the Binaltech continuity 900,000 years in the future, where they turn into alternatives and thus start visiting other dimensions. It's quite simple. That's right, quite simple. Cliff likes simple tactics and value. He's declined from becoming a part of the Alternity itself due to the super reality and high level things. So Cliff is basically all of us. He doesn't have time for this crap.
In 900,000 years.
Yeah, you know, he's basically, I guess, who we connect with, because we're all like, what the hell's going on? And Cliff was all like, yeah, what the hell's going on? Screw you guys! He joined the Protectors to support the Alternity, and because of that, he's able to travel back in time for missions where the Alternity can't. I guess the things did end up being complicated for him. He uses the same auto-avatar body type as Bumble, but is tuned up for deep past exploration. And he's connected with trans-warp ions and has the ability to communicate across the dimensions. So he didn't want to get involved with all the high super-reality multidimensional alternative stuff. Instead, he just deep explores through time itself. Because that's a lot simpler.
Well, the Transformers are already millions of years old, so he just, like, remembers his teenage days.
Yeah, he's all like, nah, man, that multi-dimension stuff, that's too complicated. I'm just going to travel through time all over the place. So his equipment is a meta-real time macro vision, a long-range scope that can see things in real time. So it's
a scope.
It's glass. I don't know. A lifetime linkage terminal. He does not have an alternium body. This mechanism links with other alternative fellows by the use of transwarp ions. It can be used for data and command transfer. So he doesn't have a body made out of multidimensional material, so he needs a thing inside him to connect with the other dudes. He has a wave functional pointer gun with two modes. It can shoot out wave motion markers to direct alternative's dimensional weapons. And it can also shoot medium firepower plasma solitons. So it sounds like the alternatives, because their weapons, like, cut through several time zones at the same time and can, like, implode suns while stopping time, they have trouble aiming them. So I'm guessing that Cliff helps them actually aim at things. That's what it
he
sounds
brings
like.
The rain.
Yeah, he brings the rain.
Yeah.
Now you're all like, ha! Your sword can cut through seven planets in two different dimensions at the same time, but you can't wield it! And he, like, shoots at you with his wave functional pointer gun. So he shoots math at you. Was that right, Lupus?
Yeah.
So he shoots math at you, so that the interdimensional weapons can then hit you.
2+2, biatch!
2+2, no! And then you, like, explode in three different realities. He also has a glass gas discharger. So, despite all this, he still has his glass gas. Just in case.
Don't fix what ain't broken.
That's right. He stuck it into his arm. He's like, I'm not ditching this, you know. what if I fight a dude who is invincible to alternative weapons? I'll turn him into glass. He has a temporal signal synthesizer, which is something that can send out a bait signal to attract Hytherion for whatever reason. And a timeous power track generator. So this guy, he can attract a beast the size of the quarter or the size of an entire galaxy in order to shoot glass gas at it in mathematics. That's awesome. I like Cliff.
Yeah, again, I want to go, if he's the quarter of the size of a galaxy, how do you lose that?
Well, you need to attract it, because it might be hiding in the other quarter of the galaxy that you're not in.
Okay, in my mind, I can't help but think of, Sin from Final Fantasy X. Huge frickin' monster! Oh, where'd it go?
Well, right, but Sin isn't the size of the quarter of the planet. Let's just say they're only working in the Milky Way galaxy. You know, if Sin was the size of a quarter of a planet, I'd have a hard time losing it.
There's four places it could be.
Yeah.
he's pulling up like a planet going, you can't see me! I'm perfectly camouflaged!
I'm Hytherion! My teeth are swords!
Yeah.
So...
he's like the American Godzilla, where he's big, menacing, and you can't go anywhere without seeing him, and then all of a sudden, oh, crap, he went behind a rock.
Yeah, we can't find him. We'll have to pause the movie. Where's Matthew Broderick?
Yeah.
So, let's get your reactions on all this stuff. Aaron, what do you think about it?
I am glad that Alternity has kept the theme of insanely over-the-top on abilities.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's all you got? Or?
Yeah, the abilities of this stuff always just amaze me that somebody went, okay, now remember all that crazy crap we did last time? We gotta do that again. But slightly crazier, and can we make one of them still super powerful, but not like really super-duper powerful? We gotta figure out something to, oh, he just won't have the multiple bodies thing. Okay, alright.
I do like that as a character trait, that, you know, Cliffjumper is is the one who goes, like, screw all this, I want to still just be a dude with glass gas. And they're like, well, can you at least travel through time and shoot math? He's like, all right, yeah, but I got to keep my glass gas.
Yeah.
I like that. Like, that actually makes me want to buy Cliff Jumper more than Bumblebee, because character-wise, this alternative Cliff Jumper actually sounds like a fun dude. I don't know. Lupus, you're a big outspoken fan of alternative fiction. What do you think about these new additions?
I learned my lesson from the last time I said something bad about alternative. I got sucked into a parallel world with Shockwave. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But I will say, however, Michael Bay can't touch this.
Are you sure? Because I heard that they might just, like, you know, for Transformers 3, oh, no, they could just bring over this script. And
okay, if they bring that script over, I will go watch it.
I would take up a spot in the theater.
Yeah, I would actually. Oh, I'd line up to see it, because I want to see this. I want to see this on the big screen. I want to see this and delivered with Michael Bay style direction and ILM visuals.
Oh,
so it's just this,
yeah,
giant, overwhelming, like, piece of movie that is incomprehensible for 2 hours, and then you step out of it, and you're like, "Wah!" You know, you have to, like, crawl
to
your car.
Wasn't that the second movie?
No, I mean, like, the second movie, you know, you're like, oh, well, at least we know they're in a desert. We know that there are robots here. We know they're in a city. This one would just be like, you know, they are in the 17th parallel world of the Vorgax dimension, and now there are 700 of them who are all actually the same dude, but at different time periods in three bodies, which are represented by 15, except they are all the same person, and there is glass gas. Like, that would be a set piece. That would be
and
so
then
awesome.
A galaxy disappears.
Yeah, because it got eaten by something that was a quarter of the size of it that we can't comprehend.
That disappears.
Yeah, and then it disappears. And then its son goes like, well, I'm going to learn how to play soccer really well. Or whatever that game was in Final Fantasy X. Omegas, what do you think about
don't you dare bring Blitzball into this.
Blitzball, baby. Waka. Now you love Waka.
Yes, I'm gonna go fight monsters with a volleyball.
Exactly.
Yay!
Don't be dissing the volleyball, man.
Hey, who mentioned how freaking big Sin was? Would you run after it with, like, whatever random sports equipment you had lying around?
As long as I had a gun blade.
I don't know.
You wouldn't expect it.
Banjo's Canadian, all he needs is a hockey stick, right?
Hockey stick and a jar of honey, man.
Hey, it worked for Casey Jones.
Yeah. But he also had, like, a baseball bat and a cricket bat.
Yeah. I mean, all the sports equipment.
I love how even the normal dudes in Alternity are still, like, super freaking powerful to, like, ridiculous degrees.
Yeah.
And I'm actually kind of a fan of the Cliffjumper storyline because in the military, they do have people that would act as spotters in order to guide, like, mortar fire and things. Like, right, that's what my dad did in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So this actually has made me warm up to the character. That being said, he still can't reach his arms past his chest, which is, like, the big G1 fault I've always had.
I still have to check out some of the reviews on him now that friggin' PR posted a picture of the side where he looked cool, but I'm... despite that, like, with the alternatives, I'm kind of used to the alternatives having really weird shoulder-to-chest positions. And, like, mm-hmm, this cool little storyline for Cliff Jumper really makes me want that Cliff Jumper now. Like, I could forget about that Bumblebee for a while, but that Cliff Jumper is, like, on my list.
Well,
it just looks nicer with the metallic paint.
Yeah. These guys, though, are going to be the same as the EZ collection. It's going to be a BotCon pickup, I think.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I wanted to throw... Actually, here, quick topic. I wanted to throw two things out. Number one, with regard to the David Wise Moonbase 2 interview, that interview is actually still downloadable. It was just taken off YouTube because it was a really, really long YouTube video with a link to the podcast in the description. Almost no one was actually watching the video because you could just download the audio, so David Wallace went like, oh, screw that. What's the point of having this up as a video? I did want to mention that... Mr. Kal-El Prime is doing a Christmas charity again, and last year they raised $600 and actually gave it to charity. So, you know, if you are quite rightfully suspicious of Transformers fans on YouTube asking for charity money for Christmas charities, I can tell you that it is actually a palpable real cause. Whether or not you wish to give to it, that's all your business, but I wanted to throw that out there because I think that they're a week in and they've hit 450, and they're hoping to clear 600 this year. So, grats to them, because Transformers fans doing good stuff. You know, it makes us all look good. Ha ha! Like, I can go like, hey, guess what? My fandom raised a grand for charity. And people would be like, wow, that's great, Vangelis. You're such a good guy. I'm like, yeah, that's right. I did it all. It's all me. I gave that money myself. #Vangelis is a dick on Twitter. Anyway, I think it's time for an intermission. So let's do that, and then we'll come back with things that we bought this week.
It was nice of you to say relay, Mr. Skeletor.
I am not nice.
Now, stop that.
Do you want me to hold him?
No, we'll go faster if I carry him. But tell me more about this Christmas.
Well, it's a wonderful time of the year. Everyone has lots of fun.
You mean they get in fights?
No, they have fun.
Fights are fun. I like fights.
And you give each other presents.
And when you open them, they explode, right?
No, they're nice gifts.
Nice? Doesn't sound like much fun to me.
We're back. We read comic books correctly. Isn't that right, Aaron?
Yes.
Because we know how.
If only we could talk about them.
Yeah. Maybe in some kind of special show for people who read the comic books. I don't know.
If only.
But hey, what did we get this week? That's my question. And I'm going to ask you, Aaron, what did you get this week?
I got three things. First off, I got something, not necessarily a holy grail, but something I've been hunting for quite a while, and that is the G1 Ultra Magnus 6-inch titanium.
Hoo-ha.
I have been searching for this little MF-er for a couple of years now. Missed it when it was in the stores, and then each time I'd see it on eBay or at a convention, it'd be about $10 more than I wanted to pay, and each time I saw it, it went up by about $20. And I had just some old eBay searches defaulted in everything, and as I was surfing through eBay, I went, oh, I'll take a look over there and be depressed and kind of sound like Seth a little bit. And I saw one that had a bunch of misspelled words, but Ultra Magnus was right.
Ooh.
And it was like Transmarfers or something. It was terrible. But it was open, all the parts. I did not get instructions, but, I mean, it's a titanium. It's not that difficult. And so I ended up picking him up for, it was less than $30 shipped.
That's gorgeous. So,
and then the crazy thing, the insane thing was I was sitting there and I've got my iPhone and it's set up to send me all my emails and all that stuff. And I saw an email from PayPal saying that my payment had been refunded. And I was slightly freaking out because, you know, I had money in there then and, okay, what's going on? And the refund amount was like $4.83 or something. And I was sitting there going, what is this? And so I actually open up the email and start looking through everything, and the seller actually did something unheard of, mm-hmm. and that he charged me exact shipping.
Wow.
Wow.
And refunded the difference, because nice. He had, it had like $10 shipping. Okay, yeah, that's cool. Whatever, I know what flat rate boxes go for. And he managed to get it inside of a small flat rate box, which shaved the price significantly, and so he refunded that. And so I was sitting there looking at eBay going, how do I give like a holy crap positive review, not just a positive review?
Yeah. Want to drop his name? Make yourself feel better?
Would if I had it readily available. However, all that's on the other computer.
Damn.
He's not saying, just in case he pops up with another rare Transformer.
Can I hide out? Okay, this dude.
Shut
this dude,
up!
This dude misspells Transformers, sells things for cheap, and refunds me my shipping. Yeah, horrible seller. Don't go near him. I'll keep an eye on this guy.
Yeah, I'll watch him for scams.
Yeah.
But he's, this is where titanium started to go when the line died. Mm-hmm. He's good. He's relatively posable for what he is. Little bit of proportion issue in that his shoulders are like a half mile back from his body. But with the way that they transform it and have like an authentic alt mode and authentic G1 mode without having a separate cab transformer. Very good.
Yet the cab is removable.
Oh, it's not.
Isn't? Oh, that might have been a mod. I can't remember. But I remember back when it came out, Dawn came there. On the boards basically going like, here's how to kitbash it into what I actually designed. Because the Ultra Magnus head was supposed to store inside the cab, and the cab was then supposed to be removable.
I could see how that could work, because there is plenty of space in there.
Yeah, he literally showed you. It's just like the ball joint or whatever joint the head is on, you just have to remove and put onto the cab instead, and that also fixes his weird shoulder proportions, because it means that then his neck is back where the shoulders are.
But yeah, that would work very well.
That's how he designed it, and apparently when they put it together, the dudes like misread his art or something, and put it too far in the front. So he was all like, "Well, you know, there is a way to fix this if you want to like shave that off and you know screw it into the back." And I did it, but I thought it was a cool thread because he was like, "Yeah, hey, I designed the toy, and they put it together wrong. Here's how you're supposed to do it."
Yeah, that would definitely fix that issue. I'm sitting here going, "Man, I wish I was." At all decent with mod. I get scary when I get out, like, markers.
Yeah, I just grabbed mine to see how hard it'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many years ago was this? Because I remember that was, like, way back when it came out, that was the big thing, was Dawn coming on. Basically, this is back also when War Within Prowl wasn't coming out, and Dawn went like, well, you know, it may not be coming out, but here's what it looked like. Hooray. Because I got one.
Yeah. The other things I managed to get this week were... I got myself a Dino Megazord.
Did you?
Yay. Yes, I did. And then, actually, when I got it, my wife saw it, and she actually did something I had never heard her do before, and she made the classic fangirl squee sound. And then looked at me very shocked and said, if you ever mention this, I'm going to kill you. Crap, is she asleep?
Oh, is she home?
Okay, no, security alarm. Door yet.
Is she in there with you, by the way?
No, she's not in the room. She is home, though. So, if you hear screaming, that was her killing me.
Okay.
She'll hit the mute button
because
she's a kind
because
person.
Back in the day, she remembered coming home and watching Power Rangers.
So,
and this is...
Would it be bad for me to say that it would be great if you could just repeat really loudly, so anyway, my wife totally squeed at the Dino Megazord.
No, that's not going to happen.
Are you sure? Because if you said it really loudly, everyone listening right now would think you were super cool.
No, I don't fall for that.
Don't you want to be super cool, Aaron?
You just want to thin out the podcaster ranks. I know you.
Don't you want to be... I just want to get, you know, some violence on here. You know, I want to hear someone getting beaten up.
Yeah, come on. All the cool kids are doing it, Aaron.
Yeah, man. Just drop just really loud. Or no, call her in the room. Hey, honey, guess what? Guess what? You squeed for the Dino Megazord. It's on record now. Ha ha. And then we could just listen to you getting like beaten to a pulp.
No, see, it's fine that it's out here in internet land, and I will never let her listen to this podcast. So we're all good. It's okay.
Anyone have her email address?
Her,
I mean, like,
but I'm afraid of her. Oh no.
Was she in the room during that? I mean, like, was she in the room when you were just now all like, you know, I'm not afraid of her, but I'm totally afraid of her.
No.
Is that to get her to step outside? Or?
No. However, she has a ring that's on her finger that's like the ring that I have on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
And any married guy knows that is also some sort of homing listening tracking device.
Oh, God, yes.
So when she goes back and listens to the tape, she'll know anyway.
So like right now, like her, she's probably going like, "That's odd. Why is my wedding band heating up? Oh,
right.
He must
right.
be
she's
talking
go back,
about me."
And review the tape.
Yeah,
and then I may not make it to another podcast.
What it's going to be is tomorrow morning. You're going to sit down for breakfast, and out of the blue, she's going to be like, "Yeah, hey, how you doing? Good morning. So what'd you say about me on your podcast that you were recording last night?" Like that's how it's going to happen, man.
Yeah, I know.
Just telling you.
How's that arsenic in your cereal tasting?
Yeah, like almonds.
And by the way, listeners, we just made the Dino Megazord 300 times more interesting than any other podcast could possibly make it. So pats on the back all around.
Sadly, I'm looking at it right now and drooling.
Tee-hee. Hear this? Ratchet joints.
No, okay, you know what? You guys got me looking at Candy Toys of Shinkenger. No.
Which that'll be the next podcast. Anyway, it's like the toy I wanted when I was little.
Yeah.
So I was happy for it. And then later on, my brother, who we'd always come home after school and watch Power Rangers, saw it and he went, "Oh, awesome. You know, how much that cost you on eBay?" And I said, "No, dude, it's like out in stores. It's at the Walmart that you work at in the Tire Lube Express. Oh, really? Yeah. I'm going to have to go get me one. And then the next day that he had work, I got a series of text messages. Oh, this is so fucking cool. Oh, my God. This is so cool. So,
I don't want to be the dude, right? But, like, I got an old Megazord, and I was looking at it. Then I watched a whole bunch of reviews on the YouTube of the new one, and I'm kind of like, it's really cool. It's really retro. But, like, I kind of wish it did a lot more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is the Power Ranger toy, and that its articulation is based on its transformation.
And it has backward knees. It's got sound wave knees.
Yeah. It's 15 years of toy tech. You can't give me elbows at least, something.
Yeah, well, this is Bandai.
Of America at that.
Yeah.
Okay, so one elbow will swivel and the other one will bend.
You're right, if you're lucky. Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of ways, if this was a Hasbro Transformers thing, that yes, it could be improved with tech that I know is sitting all across my desk.
Mm-hmm.
As I actually make the arm pan across my desk again, it makes for great audio.
Gesturing.
But, you know, there are a lot of things that could be done differently. It would be very easy to put, you know, full on hips, full on shoulders, either a twist elbow or a bend elbow, and still fit inside of all the boxes that they have. However, I really don't care.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. If I didn't have the original Megazord and I heard myself say that, I would walk up to me and go, like, you know what, man? You don't get it. Because that's what I think the whole point of this new Dino Megazord is. It's for everybody who never got one.
Right.
Because it's basically the old one with, you know, and it looks a little bit more like a dude in a suit because it's a lot slimmer. You know, the legs are a bit slimmer. Right. And, you know, it's not the massive update. It's not even like, it has things that actually I thought were kind of lost. Like, it lost wheels, it lost a bit of height. But at the same time, it's $25 and it's like, I've discovered because of its release, and this actually really surprised me, there are a lot of people out there who were like, you know what? I don't care if it has a lot of problems. For $25, I now have the toy I always wanted back in the 90s because now the 90s are retro, and that's what's awesome about it to me. So I actually think it's cool. But
the other neat thing is, as I was checking out, the cashier that I had dropped his jaw. He's like, "What?" I said, "Yeah, man, it's going to be the line for this year is going to be kind of a redo, and I mean, there's going to be a whole bunch of odd toys that were never on the show, but, you know, you can go and get that toy." And he went, "Where's that at?" I said, "Oh, back in toys around the Power Rangers, it's kind of tucked back." He's like, "Well, I know where I'm going on break." So there's going to be a lot of people, I think, that will hit up at least the Zords in this line.
Yeah.
And maybe the
Dragon Dagger,
if those ever show up. Some of that stuff. Because it was stuff that I remembered begging and pleading and whining and doing everything I could to try and get Mom to buy me this friggin' toy, many every years ago it's been. And
she
always said no, and now guess what, Mom? I got it!
It's a great example, too, of how Bandai of America, like, you know, I always say, they know exactly how much work to do to make a toy sell. So it's you know, maybe it's not wholly engineered out, but you know what? They knew exactly how much they needed to do to make everyone who was a kid in the early 90s go, like, $25, I'll buy three!
Yeah. Like, well, then the other thing to think about is, you want to compare this to a Hasbro thing. You look at the size of a Voyager versus the size of him. I mean, I've got on my desk, the first one I grabbed, Animated Grimlock. Animated Grimlock comes up just to his head is just crotch.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, there's...
He's a big piece of toy for
$25. It's a big chunk of toy for $20-$25, which is about that Voyager price point. So, I mean, yeah, there's not a buttload of articulation, but it's five robots at all, or five mecha or whatever that all combine into one, and it's friggin' nostalgia, and nostalgia's worse stuff.
Yeah, so, and I was actually talking to Drew about this on IMs the other day, but we both love that, you know, and in my case, I'll just speak for myself, Drew's loving it too, but speaking for myself, I love how, you know, my old crusade of, you know, all these cool old shows from the 90s, like Mighty Max, baby, and everyone's all like, 90s, give me 80s, everything. Now the 90s are cool again, and everyone's all like, dude, Mighty Max, that was that crazy show where everyone died all the time, and I'm like, that's right. Now you listen to me. So that's kind of what I like that this Dino Megazord represents is the 90s. Granted, it also makes me depressed because I'm like, oh my God, I'm old. But, you know, hey, yeah. The 90s are now the cool retro, and the 80s are like the ultimate retro chic because they're older than the 90s.
Right. And then my other get this week actually just came in today was my Skylynx.
Ooh.
TF Source was having a sale, I think, 29 or 39, I forget what the...
29.
Lupus knows.
I just remembered it was so hella cheap, I saw it and had already ordered it before the brain caught up to the mouse clicking. but definitely worth it. I did manage to freak the dogs out with Lynx walking. The dogs were kind of sniffing at it, and then it touched one of them, and he spazzed out and ran up, and I think may still be hiding under the bed. But, wow, amazing. This was another one of those that I had a cousin that had all, that had the aunt, or the mom, she would have been my aunt, or he would, whatever, that, like, just bought everything for him, and I'd go over, and I'd have my two Sparka bots and a mini bot, and he'd have Prime and Magnus and Skylynx and Fort Max and all this stuff, and it was Skylynx was another one of those that I loved playing with, but never really got to play with because he'd see me and then get mad that I was messing with his toys. But
oh yeah,
that's a different story. But wow, that's amazing. Even then Skylynx seemed huge, and now he's still huge. I mean, the space shuttle is just ginormous and transforms wonderfully with just a little pull. And I have not put the giant gold stickers on yet because, like I said, I just got them. I've only had him in my hands for under 4 hours, and I didn't want to go crazy with the stickers when I knew I had a podcast coming up. So,
oh,
it's maybe what I'll do tomorrow. But
okay,
fun.
Well, Lupus,
fun.
You got something to match up to? What'd you get this week?
Okay, so, anyone that's checked out the get-together threads might have seen the New Hampshire meetups that we normally have, like, two or three times a year. This year we've got one going on in Pelham, I think on the 13th, and we're planning on doing a big swap meet. So I'm an insane person that decided I'm going to go shopping on Black Friday.
Good man.
After everybody went and terrorized Target, Walmart, Toys R Us, anywhere that might have Transformers. And there's nothing out there on that day except for Kmart. So I went to Kmart and saw the Minicon Class 10-pack. And I was on Twitter yakking with Drew, and Drew's like, you know what? I saw that, and I saw Snowcat, and Snowcat almost made me buy it. Well, I'm about to say, yes, Snowcat was worth the $20. So, while this was going to go to the Yankee Swap, it's not going to make it there.
It's going to somehow get waylaid in your desk.
Why, yes, it will. Plus, it's got Overcharge for a taxi.
Yes.
How can you not love a taxi transformer named Overcharge?
Good man.
But, the thing that really stood out for me was the Pterodactyl Minicon that we've seen in the classics before.
Mm-hmm.
But this time it's in a pink and purple gradient paint job that is what the paint jobs from Universe 1.0 should have been. Like, all the artwork that we saw was all gradients and it looked really cool, and we got, like, crap paint instead. But this is what it should have been, and it brought a tear to my eye. It really did.
What about Universe 1 Depth Charge with his kind of airbrushiness?
Not as good.
Ooh.
Like, I really expected something good from, like, the Iguana from Beast Wars 2.
That's true.
Ben's Metal 2. Is that who it was supposed to be?
Iguanus.
Iguanus.
But, yeah, I'm psyched about this, and I don't want to let it go from my clutches. So, instead of bringing something else to the swap meet, and I'm shouting out to anyone in the New England area to pop on by. I mean, normally it's, you know, at least five or six of us that show up, but it's like our own little Granite State little mini con. So if anybody else wants to pop up, you know, drop a line and come on up. And if, you know, you're bored and you want to do one for your own state, I'd definitely suggest it. I mean, I've met a lot of really cool posters and a lot of really good friends through these little itty-bitty tiny mini-cons that we put up. So if you're jonesing and you want to do something that, you know, that is in between BotCon and TFCon and Auto Assembly and everything else and DairyCon, try to do something like this, you know, just a big get-together, go see a movie. We invaded the Boston Aquarium one time. I mean, we've got that little forum there, guys. Use it and abuse it.
I support that.
Woot. Okay, so enough of me rambling.
Alrighty. Omegas, what did you get, if anything at all?
I had a rather productive trip over at Target just before Black Friday. I do my shopping just before, because I know my precious toy shelves are gonna, you know, look like a scene from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome afterwards.
Too
so,
true.
No, I had someone fetch the Leo Prime exclusive out of the back for me early.
Good man. Is that the white
nice.
One?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I got
white
that
one.
Too.
Nice. Oh, by the way, no, I quite like it. I love. I think I've said it on podcast before. I love when any Japanese character gets a little bit of respect over here on the American shores. So that was just like, it's the Leo Conway, and I have. So that gives me my two, my original, my new one. And I like that because now I can actually have the satisfaction of playing with a Leo Convoy without actually decimating my original one.
And
what do you think of his eyes?
I love the eyes. I like the little anime eyes.
Yep.
It gives him so much character. I love that.
I still can't believe that it's only just out and about.
Yeah.
Like, I keep thinking it's been out for months.
I haven't opened mine, and that's the other thing I managed to get but completely spaced about because I saw it. Well, I saw it last time, kind of, in that somebody had done a package swap at Target, and it was sitting there in the bag for me to talk about and open, but I never did.
So all three of you bought it, and yet you all waited until Omegas, you know, finally got his turn, and then you all jumped in. You were like, "Oh, hey, you know, sup, Omegas? You know, I'm really happy for you, but before you say anything, let me just say my Lyle Convoy was the best one ever. Peace out."
Well, come on, you know that is Omegas's role on here to start to say something and have everybody else go, "Oh yeah, but we have something neater to say." No, mine's still in the box, so I can't really talk about it. Maybe I'll talk about it next time.
Alrighty.
The sad
thing about all you people grabbing on to my tailcoats, or coattails.
Tailcoats?
Tailcoats. It's a coat made of lovely tails, you know, usually horse, sometimes oxen.
You guys are all making them flustered now, seriously.
Yeah, I didn't mean to, honestly.
Talking
I was sitting there in the bags.
Tailcoat.
I try to make funny, and then you took it serious. So I salute.
God.
I'll fight you, man.
The sad thing about everybody jumping on is this the only thing I got this week.
Oh, well, did you combine them with a Prime yet?
Yeah, did a video with it.
Sweet.
I wish I had the first Universe Leo Prime because that's. It's like, that's the closest to alternity I'm going to get is combining three primes together. Though I will never have that satisfaction. Now I need BotCon Razor Claw so I can just have the most manly arm wrestling competition ever between Cybertron toys.
Oh, he can't be that expensive to get. Alrighty.
I'm sad again.
Dark Lake.
Oh, everyone forgets about him.
Who?
Nemesis Breaker.
Nemesis Breaker, I got him. Oh,
I was going to see the humor.
Yeah, I would have more, except I had one of those trips. I had one of those trips to Target where I found something really awesome, and I was like, $4 short, and I had nobody to mooch off of.
Aww.
Which was the...
So we can break the box and go, hey, can I get a discount on this?
That would have been an idea, because it was the only Human Alliance skids they had there.
It's practically villainous, a suggestion, sir.
It's just... There's this field of like a dozen human alliances, and there's just a lot. Okay, yellow car, silver, silver, yellow, silver, silver, yellow, silver, green, silver, yellow. Wait, what?
See, I just had to dig through a bin of toys for Tots donations to find mine, apparently. Everyone here assumes that there are Toys for Tots donation bins in the middle of my Canadian island based Toys R Us Transformers aisle.
Well, you just said you found it in this, like, this random pile of things. It sounded that way.
That's right. That's where we put our donation bins for Toys for Tots up here in Canada. We find...
It's like in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, we go find somewhere in the middle of the store, right by a clearance thing, and then we'll go, okay, so here's the clearance bin. All right, let's set up the Toys for Tots right here. Let's put some price tags all over it, too, and people will know they're supposed to put things in here.
The even funnier thing is, isn't Toys for Tots a United States military thing?
Yeah, that's what I've like also found Marine amusing, Corps? But I didn't want to say it just in case maybe like they opened a Canadian branch and I wasn't aware of it.
That spoils the joke entirely, though.
Yeah, damn me and my knowledge.
That Toys for Tots bin over there in Canada in the middle of the Transformers aisle. You sure you weren't rifling through that, son? You sure you weren't stealing some young man's Human Alliance skids that someone apparently bought and put straight in the donation bin?
I would also have more, except for some reason, and I'll... A little respect for the writer kick appreciation thread. HLJ's taking a freaking eternity to get to us.
That's because you guys ordered things during a sale, didn't you?
Everyone did.
Except for me.
Everyone on that thread did.
Except for me. So my thing shipped the day after the sale. Granted, I paid for it the week before, but hey, you know, it's on the way. I mean, I also paid full price for it, but meh, screw you guys. Kiwami Tamashii Fies! I actually did get something this week. I went to our Walmart, because Walmart and Toys R Us in Canada, for some reason, were having a Black Saturday-Sunday sale. All Voyagers marked down to $15, and I saw a ton of Voyagers at Walmart, and I had all of them. So I was kind of sad. But then I swung by the deluxes, and lo and behold, the RC wave has finally arrived. So I went there to spend money on sale things and paid full retail for two deluxes. But I got RC and I got Swerve. Let me say, Swerve is delightful. I like him a lot. I like him more than Sideswipe because his head feels better. His head feels better suited to the body, and you can actually pose it and stuff all over the place. He's very red, though, so if you don't like the color red, you won't like Swerve. And then RC is...
That's the whole point of Swerve, is just be the red one that they do every time.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's still some folks who don't dig red, and so I want to, you know, give them that. But moving on to RC, let me say, all right, RC is a toy I would not recommend to anybody. She's fraught with craziness. And I kind of solved where all the things go on her, and it then took me 15 minutes to get her back into bike mode. And she's nuts. That said, I love this toy, and I'm very glad I have it, and I really adore it quite a bit. I would never recommend it to anybody, because there's so many things wrong with it. But I love RC, because, you know, once you figure out how her spine is supposed to go, you're not actually supposed to really move her spine at all. So you just leave it as this clump. It keeps her straightened up, makes her extremely tall. She's like lockdown tall. And I like her a lot. I don't know. I like RC quite a bit. I don't think there's any reason anyone who dislikes her should suddenly like her. There's plenty of reasons to dislike her. Just I don't have any. And I, of course, then combined her with Chromia. So I gave her a giant Chromia arm. And that was kind of fun. The slot flaps, let me tell you, those are tight. Like that Chromia RC thing fell over like 50 times and never came apart once. So, if the third one has one of those, regardless of how the combination looks, it will be dead solid. You won't be able to throw that thing on the floor and make it break apart very easily. So, that was impressive. But yeah, I like Swerve a lot. I like RC a lot. I was very wary about both of them, so I'm happy with them. Guess I can take us into our final section. We have a listener question from Squall T! So, let's hear from Squall T! Right now!
How's it going, podcasters? This is Squalta from the TFW 2005 boards. I have a listener question that I want to ask you guys. Well, actually, two questions, but they're kind of short. First off, now that we know that the universe line is returning, what gimmicks slash subgroups would you most likely want to see come back? Would it be actual headmasters, more target masters, maybe the Japanese brain masters, micromasters as like a legends class, power masters, that way they could hook up, do lights and sounds, the whole nine yards, cyber keys, or even minicons that actually do something as opposed to Hotshot, which was eh. Also, second question. Let's say this hypothetical situation occurred. You enter a contest at Takara Tomy, you win, you go to Japan, and basically what you win is the chance to create the next Encore figure. You have full access to any mold. It's no child safety restraints whatsoever. So anything that has been from G1 to present day, you have full access to. What mold do you choose? And then what Encore upgrade would you do? I know we've seen tampoed stickers, maybe even recolors, more anime correct faces, or even, you know, just an extra weapon or two added. So what Encore upgrade would you do? And then just for fun, what would the e-hobby repaint be? Would it be a faction symbol change? Would it incorporate maybe using the old face versus a new face? What color scheme? Any translucent or clear plastics? Just anything that pops off the head, off the top of your head. What would you choose? Can't wait to hear your answers to these questions, and I'll continue to listen. Thank you. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
We have a two-parter from Squall T, and part one is, what gimmick would we like to see get re-homaged in the potential Universe 3? So he had some suggestions there, and I want to know what you guys would suggest. Aaron!
Action Masters.
Booyah! Good man.
No. Really, in my mind, for like the Universe line transforming, being good alt modes and robot modes is fine enough of a gimmick.
Wait, so you were joking about Action Masters?
A little bit.
I hate you so much.
If it has to be a Masters thing, I like the way the Target Master got pulled off with Cyclonus. So like maybe some rivals there. Especially with the, you can either hold it or peg it on the end of the arm. The one that would be really neat to do would be headmasters, but that the heads will work back to G1.
Oh, that would
and
be
activate
neat.
And activate the wheels and everything. Don't necessarily have to have that in the new one, but just have that little peggy bit. That would be a neat kind of look back the way that they did Hound and Ravage, where Ravage will fit in Soundwave, even though there's 25 years of separation there.
Yeah.
But really, I really get nervous with something like Universe, where it's just supposed to be, I don't want to say a filler line, but it's supposed to be
a
just something
line.
To keep product on the shelves, keep interest there. Good, honest transformations and alt mode to robot mode, that's good enough. It doesn't always have to be styled or gimmicked, because honestly, I think there have been some lines Armada that were hampered by gimmicks.
Cough there, Aaron. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, I've been having this issue with something in the back of my throat, and I'm almost out of soda here to drink, so I got a little bit rough.
Alrighty. Lupus, how do you answer the question?
Well, damn, talk about thunder stealing. Jesus.
Yeah, Aaron's all like, all right, I'll answer first. Every single one. All right, yep. You guys go ahead.
Jeez.
I'm going to go get soda.
God, I would say Brainmaster. I mean, seriously, I would be majorly jonesing for a current technological adaptation of Star Saber or Victory Saber.
Yeah, I believe that was your answer to the somewhat similar question we got the other week.
Yeah, I mean, barring that, I mean, I would go with the headmasters, like he had said prior. But, damn, I mean, I think, on the other hand, what we have seen with the interviews with the designers in Japan, they were asked by Hasbro, how can you create these awesome figures and why do they come out so well? They just said, you know, we don't, because you didn't want us to put in crappy ass gimmicks. I mean,
right?
If I'm slightly afraid that if we take something beyond what we have with the Target Masters currently, that it's going to hampen the end product. I mean, how much worse could Classics Hotshot be if they tried to incorporate the Axel Zuka, as much as many of us wanted it?
He'd have been a million times better.
Yeah.
Or he'd be a million times worse.
Am I right? Yeah, I know.
But I think if it's something that is a robot in a suit, like we saw with the Brain Masters, they might be able to pull that off somewhat decently.
Right, but you get too far with that, though, and everything's going to have to be leader class. Or I could see like a two-step type deal, not a three or four.
Don't burst my bubble, man. Don't harsh my mellow.
Crushing your dreams.
maybe it's like a really, really tall or tiny guy, like a world's smallest Ravage size, and then it steps up. I'm here for you, man. I'm sorry. Ooh.
Mean guy.
All will be well.
Yeah, I'm just a mean guy.
You just answered. Omegas! What's your answer to this question?
Alright, what do I have left to pick from? Sparkabots and decoys?
I'm taking Sparkabots, sorry.
No, Headmasters be the obvious one. My only concern is, looking at my, going on 22-year decapitated Skullcruncher. I would fear for that one. Unless I had like a substitute head.
Head in there, kind of like Energon Omega Supreme.
Yeah, something like that. It's like, okay, you lost the head, but okay, now you can just make him look a little derpy drone.
Yeah, he has a nub with eyes now. There's something there.
Yeah. In reality, I want to see a six changer again.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Because you know that one of those big classics figures we have yet to get would be a six shot, and I'd love to see that because there's more imagination I think that goes into those. It's like here's a jet and here's a robot and they look exactly like that, and okay I want something a little bit more.
Segregated and defined?
There you go.
Wacky.
That'll work. Wacky. That'll do it.
R.I.D.
Yeah, I want... Not to that point. 87 alt
modes.
Not to that point.
Or was it 88? I always forget.
Are you including the teapot mode?
Of course.
89.
All right, so you're all about the six-changer then.
Yeah, keeping in mind, every universe series or every classics universe series, we get one triple changer. We're about to run out.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to go somewhere else. And I say, let's give me back six shot.
Or, classic universe broadside. He's on the way. My actual answer, if anyone just asked me this on the street, aside from being like, what the hell are you talking about? Why are you bothering me on the street about this? Would be Headmasters. This is the obvious one, because we have a cool Target Master. Let's do up a cool Headmaster. They even mentioned it at a BotCon that was something they were thinking about, was a Headmaster. And I answered on a similar question to this. I'd love to see the clones get redone and the Duocons, and I stand by that. Those would be awesome. But to add something that would be somewhat new to this whole little discussion, oddly enough, the Sparkabots. Why not? I want to see them with actual like pistol caps in them, so they don't just spark. They actually go like kaboom and stuff when you're messing with them. Isn't that just what every parent wants? Is a transformer that will You know, like that old RoboCop toy line where they all had basically cap guns in their backs so sparks would shoot out of their faces or whatever. Sparkabots. You know it and I know it.
You just want toys with blasting caps. That's all you want.
I do. I think it would be great for the line, and I think it would be great for the youth of America to have more explosive blasting cap toys that are made of robot. The second part of the question was a hypothetical situation where we would be having won a contest of some sort. We would be at Takara Tomy going through the vault saying what the next encore will be. And in that, what its encore upgrade, like you know, tampoed paint apps instead of stickers, would be. And then going like, and by the way, here's what the e-hobby would be as well. So, let's rattle through these answers, because this is going on for a very long time. But, Aaron!
Star Saber Victory Leo.
Good man.
Upgrades to be tampoed stickers, no gold plastic syndrome, and no gold plastic syndrome.
And a little bit of no-go plastic syndrome as well.
Yeah. The e-hobby would be the same as the previous-ish e-hobby, black and purple.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget, is he a black and purple Dark Autobot or Decepticon or however that went?
But I think he was a Decepticon.
Okay. I forget, it's upstairs. It's in my for sale thread.
Oh, because...
Turkey Day putting off my paycheck resulted in $150 in bank fees. Screw you, Turkey Day.
You see, I was all not cool
Sorry.
About Thanksgiving, and everyone's all like, Canadian. See, there's perfectly good reasons.
Yeah. Well, but, really. Yeah, that'd be... I'd like to see those, because those are guys that still command a pretty solid price. They get one in any sort of decent shape, so... Maybe it'd be better without. I don't know.
All right. Lupus.
Ooh, I'm okay, so this is a hypothetical situation, is it not?
It is.
I must channel that energy
your
and say...
Your bread and butter.
Your gimmick.
Beast Wars 2 Neo Unicron. I know it never actually had a release. However, they did have the hand-sculpted mock-up.
And did the designer not say that he would love to have a second go at it, too?
And the contest also... The stipulations of this hypothetical situation also dictate no child safety laws. So...
Well...
That being said, no problem there. Now, for the e-hobby repaint, I would... You know, one would automatically think maybe Primus. No, I say the Planet of Junk. Make a Junkion repaint of Unicron.
Good man.
Mm. Oh.
Nobody saw that one coming.
Good man.
And so, I leave this for you, Omegas. Your turn.
See, no one does hypothetical situation like he does.
That's right. Yeah. Now you gotta follow up hard. That act. Aaron got it easy.
Yeah, this
Aaron
is,
got to go first.
This is hard to follow. Okay, since Encore released The Rival, and it is one of the main toys I have always wanted from G1, I go Triptychon. I want a Triptychon so freaking bad. And, okay, so aside from, for upgrades, aside from, okay, the Tampo Pain apps, that's obvious. I wouldn't mind, since I'm assuming 20 plus years, we have improved little tiny motor functions. I would like to see multiple walking speeds. That way he's just not chugging along. And
oh, so you could have him like, get into a trot.
Yeah, a trot, because it's Triptychon. It's got a like shoulder check Metroplex into a mountain.
Excellent.
And since there's no child safety laws, flamethrower. Has to have a flamethrower.
Nice.
I'd buy that.
Uh-huh. I guess, and you know, the only problem with that pick is if going for the e-hobby repaint of that, the only one you've got is Gigastorm. Except I wouldn't skip out on the damn accessories this time.
You'd have to come up with intricate backstory for each of those accessories. Like who they are now.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
All right. Yeah, I know. There's all these obvious ones. I mean, like my own real, you know, off the top of my head, if this actually happened, I'd be like, yeah, do me Overlord. Give me Overlord. Repaint him in some kind of crazy Euro G2 limbo time color scheme. Call him like Overlord. Like Overlord's dumb brother. But like, that's the.
Be honest. You really want Spream?
Well, I was thinking of, no, Spream is. Okay, well, that's a different hypothetical situation, because I'd be all like, hey, you remember how you guys had the chance to do up Omega Spream and you squandered it for some dumb blue thing from the cartoon? Fix that! Like, that would be what I would do, but that wouldn't involve
a new
Encore.
That would be your actual release, not the e-hobby.
The actual release, yeah. The big picture of my face on the box, just smiling. That would be what it is. Evangelist Edition Encore Omega Spream, even though this isn't even an Encore because there never was one in the first place.
And I could see not just your picture, but the Buddy Christ.
Yeah, that's right. Just on there, on the back. And a picture of Dennis Hopper on the side of the box, smoking a cigarette, screaming at somebody. And when you open the box, firecrackers go off in the corners and blow your fingers off. But to offer a different answer that was slightly more feasible. And not so boring, because, you know, firecrackers. Four-pack of the Action Master Elites, like in a cool box set. And then for the e-hobby, them painted in dull colors, because they are not in dull colors. So the e-hobby repaint could be the more, like, the real-world colors of them, like all rusted up or dark or grim dark. That's what I would want.
Even with his real answer, he gets Spream in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how convenient. How convenient. So that's my answer. That's our answers. We hope we answered your questions well, Squall T, because that is the show. We are done for this week. Episode 72 of WTF at TFW. Many thanks to those two guys who posted comments on the American iTunes because we asked for it. You guys are cool. You guys got anything you want to add?
Or no, I'm good. I'm just continuing to tempt Lupus with Shin Kendra candy toys.
Oh, you're tempting pictures. Him with Shin Kendra candy toys. Guess who doesn't have any either?
It's working.
Guess who doesn't have any either and has a candy G12, so he's all like, he knows how good they are. Me!
Oh, that's who. I don't have to tempt you. I know that you're already on the edge.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad I'm left out of this.
You know what
Lupus
I did?
Lupus is all high and mighty. No, I'm good. I need...
All right. Well, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with more Transformers, more stuff we are doing, more other things, and more telling you how you are supposed to read your comic books. So until next time, this has been Vangelis, Aaron, Lupus, and Omegas. Tell everyone a fond farewell in your words of your choosing. Long silence.
Mm-hmm. We're already gone.
You put in fond farewell. We're trying to come up with words like that.
So long, farewell. Adios and adieu.
Saying goodnight. Adieu to you and you.
So much for the snow beast.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Skeletor. You saved us. You really are wonderful.
Listen, I am not nice, I am not kind, and I am not wonderful. And I'm still delivering you to Hordrime.